Page 291 to 292. The silent soul of all the world was there. A being lived, a presence and a power. A single person who was himself and all, and cherished nature's sweet and dangerous throbs, transfigured into beats divine and pure. One who could love without return for love, meeting and turning to the best the worst, it healed the bitter cruelties of earth, transforming all experience to delight. Intervening in the sorrowful paths of birth, it rocked the cradle of the cosmic child, and stilled all weeping with its hand of joy. It led things evil towards their secret good. It turned racked falsehood into happy truth. Its power was to reveal divinity. Infinite, coeval with the mind of God, it bore within itself a seed, a flame, a seed from which the eternal is newborn, a flame that cancels death in mortal things. All grew to all, kindred and self and near. The intimacy of God was everywhere. No veil was felt, no brute barrier inert. Distance could not divide, time could not change. A fire of passion burned in spirit depths. A constant touch of sweetness linked all hearts. The throb of one adoration's single bliss in a rapt ether of undying love. An inner happiness abode in all, a sense of universal harmonies, a measureless secure eternity of truth and beauty and good and joy made one. Here was the welling core of finite life. A formless spirit became the soul of form. All there was soul, or made of sheer soul stuff, a sky of soul covered a deep soul ground. All here was known by a spiritual sense. Thought was not there, but a knowledge near and one, seized on all things by a moved identity, a sympathy of self with other selves, the touch of consciousness on consciousness, and beings look on being with inmost gaze, and heart laid bare to heart without walls of speech, and the unanimity of seeing minds in myriad forms luminous with the one God. Life was not there, but an impassioned force, finer than fineness, deeper than the deeps, felt as a subtle and spiritual power, a quivering out from soul to answering soul, a mystic movement, a close influence, a free and happy and intense approach of being to being with no screen or check, without which life and love could never have been. Body was not there, for bodies were needed not. The soul itself was its own deathless form, and met at once the touch of other souls, close, blissful, concrete, wonderfully true. As when one walks in sleep through luminous dreams, and, conscious, knows the truth their figures mean, here where reality was its own dream, he knew things by their soul and not their shape. As those who have lived long made one in love, need word nor sign for heart's reply to heart, he met and communed without bar of speech, with beings unveiled by a material frame. There was a strange spiritual scenery, a loveliness of lakes and streams and hills, a flow of fixity in a soul space, in plains and valleys, stretches of soul joy, in gardens that were flower tracks of the spirit, its meditations of tinged reverie. Air was the breath of a pure infinite.